Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, you're too old to apply for a new job at the age of... Well, wait to hear what new research says just after 6:30. You might be surprised on that one. Anyway, the National Women's Council has called on government and the Minister for Justice to prioritise legislation outlawing sex for rent exploitation as a matter of urgency before a general election. The council briefed politicians at Leinster House today, highlighting their report, which found this kind of exploitation is widespread across the country. Joining me now to discuss this issue is Fergie Vren, NWC's Violence Against Women officer. Fergie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Cormac. Thanks for having us on to discuss this research.
Really important research, because I think an awful lot of listeners, Fergie, will be surprised to hear that it's widespread across the country, sex for rent.
Yeah, well, one of the calls that the National Women's Council is making is to get really solid prevalence research on this. We're asking that CUAN, the new statutory domestic, sexual and gender-based violence agency, might take it on as part of their research programme. We have anecdotal evidence and media reporting evidence that it is happening. And the research that we conducted, which part of the methodology involved talking to frontline services, and they would be services that deal with issues of sexual violence and domestic violence and housing issues. Mm-hmm. They tell us that there are people turning up to their services talking about this. Now, they're saying as yet they're in small numbers, but they also make the point that people are not aware that there is a service to which they can report this. You know, so
it, maybe it's underreported as well, even
very
if it
much
is
so.
New number. So can I ask you this? What was going on in Leinster House today? What was your ask?
Well, we have quite a few recommendations in our research report, but our primary asks are that sex for rent exploitation be made a specific named criminal offence, so that any landlord who engages in these arrangements or proposes these arrangements to a tenant would suffer consequences, legal consequences. We're also asking that tenants in a particular kind of rental lair, who these tenants are called licensees, because they're renting, as opposed to own door accommodation, they're renting rooms within houses, and they do not have the protections offered to other renters under the Residential Tenancies mm-hmm. Act. So we're asking that those people be brought under that act and that their protections be extended similarly. We're also asking that the advertising of these arrangements online be outlawed.
Does sex for rent happen over time, Fergie? Is it something that develops by whatever way, but maybe somebody falls on some bad luck and they lose their job and they don't want to be thrown out of their apartment or whatever the case may be? Does it develop in that way? Or is it as explicit as ads for sex for rent?
It's both, Cormac. We have identified four kind of mechanisms by which the proposal can be made. One is very simply where there's a blatant ad online advertising it, or simply where a landlord responds to a post online from someone seeking accommodation. That's one way in which the proposal can be made. But in another, there are other really problematic ways in which the proposal can be made too, and these are in person. So if somebody is visiting a property to assess its suitability for rental, the landlord can make the proposal then. Or even more problematic is a situation where there's an in-situ tenant or an existing tenant, and the landlord might propose that the rental arrangement change. And, you know, if you think about it, if those kind of proposals were to be made in a work context, mm-hmm. it would immediately be recognised as sexual harassment, and there would be a set of supported steps that the victim could take, which ultimately, you know, the victim in a work context is ultimately protected by the Equal Status Acts. But unfortunately, those acts do not apply to landlords within the landlords who are renting a room. So they can discriminate with impunity.
Yeah.
You know, they can they're not subject to any legal issues at all. There's no legal obstacle stopping a landlord.
I can see why you're calling for a specific named criminal offence against this. Are there particularly vulnerable groups to this, Fergus?
Very much so, yeah. We feel that not all women are equally affected. There are particular cohorts that would be more vulnerable. They would include, at the moment, for example, students who are trying to find accommodation on returning to college, particularly international students who would be without the support possibly of their families in the same country, but also women fleeing domestic violence. We know that domestic violence is a key driver for homelessness amongst women in Ireland and in Europe. And cases of women fleeing domestic violence have turned up in the UK as victims of sex for rent exploitation. Equally, women stuck in direct provision, although they've been given leave to remain because of the housing crisis, they are unable to move out. They're very much at vulnerable to these kinds of exploitations. Essentially, it is the people on the very lowest incomes who would be forced to consider, engaging in these arrangements when they're proposed, because they simply have no other choice. So when you're given that really stark choice of homelessness or sexual exploitation, that's when, it comes down to those people who are forced to make that choice.
You're at the intersection there, what you're describing, of various vulnerabilities. So I suppose it's understandable, or I hate to use that word even, why people feel they have no other option, which is why what you're addressing here, what you're looking for, is so important. Is it a good or a bad time, Ferga, to be looking for what you're looking for, a change in legislation coming to the end of this Dáil term? Time is running short, but at least maybe some parties might take it on as a priority going into a campaign.
We hope so. We hope very much that it is. If it's not done within the lifetime of this government, that it's clearly in the programme for government of the new government. I mean, it's a hugely, hugely important issue, and nobody is arguing that it shouldn't be legislated for. The issue is just getting it done. We're not underestimating the complexity of legislating for something like this. It is a very complex area, not least because the landlords, in inverted commas, are not legally landlords in the rent room sector, and the tenants are not legally tenants. So even the drafting of the legislation, the kind of language that would be used, it's very complex and very technical. But it's certainly not outside or beyond the competence of the Department of Justice to do that. And we know that Minister McEntee has herself expressed her interest and her determination to legislate on this. It's just really disappointing that it hasn't ultimately happened yet.
Okay, Fergus Nivren, NWC's Violence Against Women officer, thank you very much indeed for describing that event at Leinster House today.